You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I do want to tell you quickly before we get into our main topic that I've been pushing you to go out and get a hammy. And
oh, yeah.
We got some more yesterday.
Really?
And, oh, my God. I was thinking about you. I was like, I wonder if you've gotten the hammy.
I haven't spotted the hammy. No, I haven't had a hammy, a good hammy.
Go to Costco. That's where they
have
them.
What are they running?
I don't know. Gretch is the one who goes and buys all that stuff.
I'll tell you, watermelon prices are up. I do know
are
that.
Are they?
Yeah, you used to pick up a big old watermelon at Costco for about $4.99. They're about $8.99 now.
Oh, boy.
I was like, what the hell?
Hey, it's this inflation stuff. Get yourself some hammies, but remember what you got to do is shove it in the fridge before you do anything. And let
chill
it sit in the fridge
for several hours. A cold hammy.
Get a cold hammy, and then you slice it into little chunks.
And you go to town on it.
Oh,
I'm willing to try it. I'm a fan
of
trying different melons.
You're going to be sending me a text saying, I don't know how I lived without this.
All right.
And for those of you who are listening saying, what the hell is a hammy?
We're not going to tell you.
Yes, I am, because I want to be helpful.
Okay. All right, be helpful.
It's like a cantaloupe. Mm. It's in the cantaloupe family, and it tastes a lot like a cantaloupe, but it's very crisp and very sweet.
Did they combine a honeydew and a cantaloupe to create the hammy? You know, because they do that with various apples and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I do know it has strong elements of honeydew to it, but it's crunchy. It's crisp.
They did a little crossbreeding with the melon.
It's like the honey crisp is to a regular apple, or how a nectarine is to a peach.
Okay,
it's crispy.
I'm sold. I mean, if I see one, I'm going to pick it up immediately. Oh.
But put it in the fridge first for a while.
All right.
Don't be eating no room temperature hammy.
I don't want a warm hammy.
Don't be a fool. How did we get off on this thing about people having ridiculous things happen when they were watching someone else's kids?
Well, I think we were talking a little bit off the air yesterday about how your stepdaughter's kind of looking for a babysitting gig, and you were talking about how much she's potentially going to be paid.
God,
and I was like,
I got
what
a story
the
for you about that.
Yeah, so first of all, it was like $25 an hour, right? This one that she was
She's
looking
making
at?
$25 an hour. It was
Holy
her first
crap.
Day with this family yesterday. Four kids, 11, 9, 6, and 4. And the whole time she was there watching these kids, the mom was at the house, down in the basement, working from home in her office.
Oh.
But kept coming upstairs saying, can you keep these kids quiet? And she's like, four kids, 11, 9, 6, and 4. And for
Good
like
luck.
7 hours, the mother thinks that those four children should be completely quiet.
Good luck with that. Do you have any
I don't know if she's
Ma'am, do you have any NyQuil?
Yeah. I don't know if she's going to stick with this particular gig for very long.
I'd be upping the price.
The way she described a bunch of things, this mom is pretty much a nightmare. Anyway, so she was watching four children.
My God, man. Yeah. So we were talking about that yesterday, and we were just kind of tossing around. It's like, you know, what has happened to some of these babysitters or nannies or relatives that, you know, when you're watching somebody else's kid, you know, things go wrong and you go into full-fledged panic mode, you know, and you're like, what do I do? Or you laugh about what happened. We teased it, you know, with our little promos that run all day, and some of the messages came in last night on email. Debbie says, the toddler I was watching painted herself, her bedroom carpet, and her wall with green-colored poo when I was watching her.
Well, I would say you weren't watching then. You know.
Well, there's more. It's a long email. I guess this kid was taking a nap, woke up from the nap. She didn't know the kid was awake and had a little poopy issue and decided just to, you know, go all Picasso on it and smear it everywhere. Randy says, I was watching a kid. We were singing and dancing to the Encanto sing-along on Disney. The kid tripped on the family room rug and hit her head on the fireplace. Blood everywhere. You probably
don't get
called back. Well, it was just a trip. It wasn't a shove. You didn't shove the kid. There's a difference between a trip and a shove.
I don't think I want that kind of story.
What? The kid hit the head. What's wrong with that?
Head wounds do bleed a lot.
They do. And that's like when you're watching a kid and that happens, that's an oh, you know what moment. Oh, my God. Because you're immediately going to think the parents thought it was a shove and not a trip. Come on.
I was babysitting for new neighbors who had just moved in across the street. When I wasn't looking, that's how it always starts, right? When I wasn't looking, the four-year-old pulled a cork out of a half-empty bottle of wine and drank whatever was left in that bottle.
Yeah, down the hatch, sailor.
Tracy says, I was mortified. I was sure the family thought I drank it.
You're like, oh, no, go smell the kid's breath. It wasn't me. Wasn't me. Hands in the air. Cammy wrote in, says, my first babysitting gig in Arizona. I was watching a little girl. We went out in the backyard to play. The little girl proceeded to walk over to a cactus and fall face first into it.
Oh. Oh, no. We can't laugh, but you gotta laugh. Everyone's fine.
Yeah, everybody's fine.
Everyone's fine.
It's like the old cartoons with all the little pricklies sticking out. You know? Yeah. You're like,
And that probably hurts more coming out than it does going in, too, right?
Just walk right over, goofy kid.
Then you got to put that red, so it's a Mercurochrome or whatever. You got to put it all on their face. Kim wrote in. She said, babysat for two little girls all through college. The parents were having a dinner party at their house and wanted me to have the girls in a different part of the house. They had lit candles in the bathroom. One little girl decided to smell the candle, and her bangs caught on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
She goes, thank goodness I was walking into the bathroom as she did it, putting out hair on fire stinks.
Oh, yeah, burnt hair is the worst.
Her bangs disintegrated.
Oh, my gosh. You got to explain that.
That is fantastic.
Here's another one having to do with body hair. Lucy says, I was only 14 and babysitting three kiddos. One of them fell asleep with gum, and the gum somehow ended up stuck in her eyelashes. Oh, I had to trim the gum out. Her eyes were all jacked up. Angela wrote in, says, my daughter was babysitting three kids, and she found them in the laundry room playing in the dryer. Luckily, they had had it on the air dry only cycle.
You can't spin around in a dryer.
If you're a little kid, you can spin around in a dryer. Are we calling BS on that one?
I am.
I don't know.
Danielle says, watched my boss's kid. Then she put in parentheses, first mistake. Yeah, I don't know. Let me jump in there. I'm not sure you want to take on babysitting your boss's
kid.
That's
too much responsibility.
She says, I thought it would be fun to go to the neighborhood pool. I thought I'd be the hero and the coolest babysitter ever. They went in the morning. We were the only ones there. All was great until the kid jumped into the pool to find it was freezing cold water. Little did I know the pool heaters were broken. They had just filled the pool the night before with fresh hose water. After fishing the screaming and freezing child out of the water, I took her home. She was only blue for a little while.
Oh, turn the hairdryer on. Warm her up. Oh, that's good. I got two more. Monroe and Bree. Monroe says, I was watching a newly potty trained three-year-old, and we had burritos and quesadillas for lunch. Kind of see where this is going already.
Mm-hmm.
We had some playtime at the park, and of course, on the slide, she had a little accident that went through her pants. I had to use an entire pack of baby wipes getting the smears off the slides.
I'm just thankful that she did that. Didn't leave it for the next group.
What you do is you just leave it for the next four or five kids that go down the slide. They'll clean it right up, right? They'll scrape it off. And then Bree said, decided to be a good nanny and help a six-year-old clean their guinea pig cage. The family dog came in, hit the cage, and barked at the guinea pig. The guinea pig had what I believe was a heart attack. Had to break the news to the child and the parents that their little furry friend had died. So freaking awkward, she put.
Oh, my God. We've had stories from listeners before who were pet sitting. And the pet dies while the owners are out of town. And they're always like, how do you break the news to somebody who comes home? And you're like, I was watching, you know, your dog, and I'm afraid
it's dead.
Oh, my God. Joe said he was watching his sister-in-law's kids, put popcorn in the microwave, burned it, and set the fire alarm off. The fire department came.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, my gosh. So many kids being locked in bedrooms, in bathrooms. Connie says his mom got arrested for a DUI, and I had to drive him back to my house at 3 a.m.
Oh,
she didn't get him
no.
until 2 p.m. the next day. Mommy's in jail tonight, honey. You're staying with me.
You know, that's funny. When we're talking about what went horribly wrong, we're assuming it's the kid. It could be mommy.
Mommy had a little too much fun.
Something's going horribly wrong.